Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you can fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us.
All right, welcome to the show. Who are you going to vote for? It's going to be Trump, Rubio. Is it going to be maybe Kasich or maybe Cruz or Clinton or Sanders? Who are you going to vote for? That's a big question right
well,
now.
Well, kind of, you said who are you going to vote for? It made me think. Kind of brought
Fruit Loops. So that,
no, Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Who are you gonna call?
Well, you could take it that way. I'll use the easy button on this one for the first time tonight.
We need a political easy button.
Oh, I've got a political easy button. The best thing is the off button.
Yeah, about right. Actually, speaking of, did you see, I don't know when, what Saturday night this was, but apparently it was pretty recent. Did you see the Hillary Clinton thing where she turns into Bernie Sanders by the end of it?
No.
I don't know. I can't repeat any of it because I don't want to like screw it up, but it's hysterical. So she's Hillary Clinton the beginning of it, yeah. And then she goes into like Bernie Sanders. It's so funny. And I mean,
so did someone do it? Is that some, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, Saturday
Night. So it's like a joke.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh. That's what.
Yeah.
You know, they all attack each other, but it's kind of fun to watch some of the other stuff, like with Saturday Night Live making fun of it. Because you got to make light of this stuff.
I can remember back whenever they were doing stuff with Gore and Bush and before that even, you know, and then, you know, they're just great. And of course, they're so talented, but they have such good satire about all of it. And, you know, usually they're pretty good about, you know, I mean, they make fun of both sides well.
Yeah, and it's just entertaining us, you know. I think I enjoy that more than just, like, listening to everybody talk, usually.
Yeah, absolutely, because usually you'll just get the highlights from it, and then they make fun
pretty
of
much.
It.
Pretty much.
So.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because it can get kind of, the bantering back and forth, I think, on both sides this time has been, you know, a lot. And I think people are getting tired of it. There's no doubt about it. People want to hear the issues. And but, you know, with social media and with all the different things that these candidates have to deal with now and every single, I mean, not only their words now, but also their actions, the way they cut their eyes. If they, you know, if they raise their eyebrows like whatever, you know, one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody's so critical of it. It's the same thing with sports.
All of a sudden you're trending on Twitter.
Well, sure you are. It's the same thing with sports. I said, you know, in the last few months is, my goodness, there's so many sports shows. If a guy, you know, strikes out, they've got all these commentators on, you know, they'll replay every ball and strike in a strikeout and critique how he was standing, how his hands were, how his feet were, how the woman in the back row first seat looking at him was, and everything else. It's pretty crazy, you know, nowadays.
Yeah,
so.
No, it kind of is.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we're sitting here talking about small business. So I'm sure some people.
Well, yeah, but we make sense of it.
Well, sometimes.
And we're also criticizing other people that don't make sense of it, too.
Well, so. Yes. That's what
and
well,
we have that's fun. We're not trying to be serious at times. Sometimes we are trying to be serious because there's some good things that we find. But most of the time we're trying to make fun of other people, which we'll do later tonight, about, you know, they just, you know, the internet's full of the same thing with the sports and the politics and everything. But then it's full of all these stories. And I think sometimes it's like you've said many times, whenever I'll bring up a story, you go, hey, you know, Dad, they got to write about something. And, you know, they got to fill the pages up. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that's what it is. It's just kind of like,
oh yeah,
you know, what a waste of, you know, breath.
Well, and it takes me back because I've known a lot of, like, going, like, throughout the past years, especially, like, with Business Beware, a lot of very smart and talented and successful business owners and very like-minded, like you and I. But, like, they'll say, hey, take a look at this and read it. And I'm like, why are you writing this? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? There's so many other ways to write this, or, it, like, this is... I don't know. You could do it like what we talk about. And so, I mean, usually that's what I gather is a lot of times it's just kind of more promotional. And so that's what,
oh yeah,
not that it's the right thing.
They just want to get their name out there.
Sure. And I mean, yeah, who doesn't?
There are 5 milliseconds of fame, I guess, and everything. So anyway, you know, the reason I brought up elections was because they are talking a lot about small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to sit here and tell you who to vote for, who not to vote for. But what we are going to say is, listen to the candidates, because they really are addressing some of the issues of small businesses and how important they are and what they would, if you can ever get it out of them, how they will help. Of course, there's no doubt about it. The, you know, my opinion, the best one is Trump, because he's a businessman, you know, right, on some of the things that he's talking about, because let's face it, folks, he's been there and done that. And yes, he's a multi-billionaire and everything else, but he does know business. He knows what America needs for small business, large businesses, and for our economy. I will say that. There's no doubt about mm-hmm. it. But as endorsing him, that's not my endorsement. I'm just saying as per se talking, you know, someone who knows the economy better and the small businesses and everything better, you know, there's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the others never owned a business. Let's face it. I mean, you know.
No, it's true. Well, and a lot of them just kind of inherited money or they've always been in the political thing.
Sure.
And I mean, you can have a lot of business sense and not own a business, but it's such a different, but that's what we talk about on the show, is about how, like, I was telling somebody the other day, and they don't own a business, but we were talking about, you know, on the job training, and they kind of looked at me and went, that's exactly it. You know,
sure,
as far as like learning, I remember what it was, she works out in the movie industry out mm-hmm. in California, and she was talking about, you know, I'm not sure if this is what I want to do and all these different things, mm-hmm. and I said, well, you know, I've kind of learned that you do different things, and like you've always told me, do a bunch of different things and you know what you don't want to do, and
right.
But we were talking about on the job training, and she's like, that's exactly it. I'm learning all this stuff, but I feel like I can take it to this other thing that I want to do, or, you know, don't discredit that, but I agree with you. I think Trump has probably the most business sense of all everything.
Yes.
So,
and
no,
he lacks,
but.
Yeah, and he lacks in other areas. Like, you know, wouldn't it be great to be able to just crack open all their heads and pull their brains out and mix them all together and come up with one person? I mean, then.
That's a little disturbing, but that.
Well,
yeah,
it is. Actually, it is disturbing. I didn't think through that before
I'm
I said
kidding.
That. But, I mean, you know, I'm talking about the knowledge and the wisdom and everything else, because
right.
each one of them does have something to bring. And I will say this. I think that every one of them, and I said this about every president we've had in the last, you know, 6 or 8 presidents, I truly believe that they all, you know, love America. It's just they love it a different way, you know,
yeah,
and they think of America as a different, you know, as a different animal at times. And how is the best way to make America better? I truly believe they want to make America better. It's just they have totally different
mm-hmm.
views on how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very evident this time, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yep. So that's the main thing, is just, you know, listen to them and make your mind up, because this is a big thing. It's a big election, and there are definitely some different styles out there and different people. So the only thing I've got to say is, I want to talk about, we always like to bring in stories that really show entrepreneurial spirit and entrepreneurial just smarts. And how to do things and advertise and, you know, let's again, and I'll go back to this. You know, Trump is using social media.
Mm-hmm.
He's not spending much money on ads and everything else. He's using social media.
Right, which is smart.
Well, sure it is smart, mm-hmm. and it makes all the sense in the world. Well, here's a story I found. A young man, a man who owns a gun range, you know what he's doing?
wants that. I can only
date
imagine.
Night at the gun range. Now, how smart is that?
Mm-hmm. That's very smart.
And I found this article, how to do date night at the gun range. I think it's great.
No, there's a lot. I just had a friend that they posted a picture and they were at their date night was at the gun range.
I would say the only thing is make sure the other one knows it's date night and you're not going there to, you know, if you're really mad at one another, then
I just want to let you know one of us is not coming back. Other. Yes.
And make sure that you get along while you're at the gun range, I would say, because, you know, they have loaded ammo there. So. Did you snort?
No.
He's pulling too much air. That's semi-snort.
You're right.
But here's what they're doing. Here's how they advertise, and I think it's a great thing. How else are you going to bring people in the gun range? But this is a great idea. This is entrepreneurship 101. They say it's more than just shooting. Go to a restaurant for dinner before hitting the range. Stop by an ice cream place after the range for dessert. Plan a movie all around the gun range. Make it a competition. Now, what else would you do at the gun range? Hey, honey, I'm going to outshoot you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't shoot me because I'm going to outshoot you. Listen to this. How about a double date?
Oh.
So, guys, don't bring your wife and your girlfriend. Now, they're not talking about that kind of double date.
I was going to say, what happens if the other person likes the other person?
You will be shot.
Double date.
It will not work. I can guarantee that. But, well, what a great thing. Hey, if you're a small business owner, this is how you make it work.
Oh, yeah. Be creative.
And then you could sell roses at the gun range. We'll be right back.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy, showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome back. You know, when we went for break, we were talking about government and the election and all the different things that are going on in the world, according to small businesses. And one thing I want to bring your attention that I read, it's probably been a week or so ago, and I thought it'd be pretty interesting to bring along and talk about, because it's about business. Me too. It's all about business. It's all about products, mm-hmm, and different things like that, and you know, how things could be manipulated by our government if you let them, about you know, sales and products and just the whole multitude of everything. So let me just read this. Kentucky lawmakers' bill forces men to get a note from wives before purchasing Viagra.
Like I said, I was a little worried about this. Usually it goes somewhere.
Well, this is a good one. There's a lawmaker who wants men to get permission for Viagra from their wives. She's tired of what she considers the government inserting themselves into women's private lives. So that she wants to insert, I guess, the government into men's lives now is... you know, this lady is a kook. Anyway, a Kentucky lawmaker has decided to return the favor. I'm going to give her due. Representative Mary Lou Marzian, a Louisville Democrat, has introduced a bill that would force men who want to use erectile dysfunction drugs to jump through a series of humiliating hoops beforehand, such as visiting a doctor twice and getting a note from their wives before it can be prescribed. I want to protect these men from themselves, she says. This is all about family values. Should I keep going? No, this is real. This is absolutely.
I never know what to trust.
This is a marketing ploy, I thought, whenever I started reading it. And, hey, look, it's getting Viagra out there, and, you know, in front of everybody. She's introduced a bill that will force men who want to use the drugs, mm-hmm, to meet a number of requirements. It's a House Bill 396 would also require that someone seeking Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Anvinafil make a sworn statement with his hand on the Bible that we only use prescription for a drug of this means, I won't even say all these words, when having sexual relations with his current spouse.
It gets, you have better, your hand on the Bible, why?
Well, because she's being a... turd. Let me keep going. She also proposes, her proposal arrives a week after Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin signed a bill requiring women to consult a doctor at least 24 hours before an abortion, because, you know, now they're talking about trimesters, you know, and different things and all that stuff. So what she's doing is she's wanting to make jest of all this, and his bill was passed with 92 yes votes, and she was the only one of three members in the Kentucky House to vote against the law. So what she's doing is she's making a statement with our tax dollars on our time and everything else. And she says, we have very family values in the Kentucky General Assembly. They are washing Christian family values. So that's why I put this part in about the erectile pills. And she admitted that her bill is more symbolic than serious. So I propose that we do the House Bill 2016 Easy Out, which would tell her to shut up.
So this is a bill. This is not a lawsuit.
This is a bill. Oh, she is trying bill. To get passed okay. in the Kentucky legislature for Kentucky law.
Okay. Interesting.
I think Viagra's eating it up. I think, look, yeah, bring it on, lady. Come on. But look, this is another way to, hey, if you want to get your name out there, get somebody mad at you.
Oh, well, it's, I mean.
How many times have we talked about it?
A lot of times. I mean, that's why they talk about, like, Trump and all these other things. I mean, you look at other businesses, too. A lot of times, like, okay, let me take, for instance, the music, the actors and all that stuff. Have you ever noticed that, like, they kind of go jump to fame a little bit quicker when some bad news comes out? And it's like, but no, they use that.
Sure they do.
They use that.
That's
and it's
what
like,
they do.
You're like, that's a terrible thing. And they're like, oh, no, I'm capitalizing on this right now.
But do you know why? It's because American people forget about things. I can remember about, you know, you're talking about small businesses. There's been so many times that people have brought out something about a small business and it's been bad publicity for them, but they got their name out there. And then 3 days later, nobody remembered that they did something bad. What they remembered was their name.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and now that's kind of what it's like.
What's the thing to do?
Oh, yeah. So it's like, who can one up the other?
It's like the lady who got hit in the eye with the hot throat rose.
Oh, God.
At Lambert's, remember?
Yeah.
Lambert probably brought an ex-major league pitcher in there and hummed one right at the lady.
Mm-hmm.
So it really put a...
Or then you have some, like, Chipotle.
That's still going on.
Where they have another virus breakout. I mean, so then you have those on the other side of that, where it's not going to be good news no matter what. Oh, yeah. I was talking to my cousin this past. He's a sports news guy in Memphis. And he was talking about, like, we were talking baseball and all that stuff. And then he said, did you hear about Chipotle? I was like, no. And he said, oh, yeah, they're at it again. Because I thought, like you, you're pulling my leg. And he's like, no, really, another one. And I'm like, okay, now that's bad. Like, their business could be gone.
And remember, who was the other, their competition? Remember, I reported on that last time.
Mose.
Yeah, Mose. Remember, he tweeted out, we're still open.
And see, they're good.
There, that's smart. Exactly right.
Just saying.
Keep ahead of the game, folks.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll have a funny little... I won't go into that one just yet. I'll come back. I'll spread out the humor here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we talk about our friends over at Small Biz Revolution. Mm-hmm. I got it right this time. I always say resolution. But they take a lot of small business owners and they ask them, you know, what is their number one tip?
Yep.
And, or what is their, you know, what have you've started up and what have you been through and all that stuff? What advice can you offer?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was really interesting, but this guy said, quick growth does not always equal small business success. Take the time to lay the right foundation.
And see, you know, we talk about...
That's good.
Yes, and we talk about so many people writing stuff just to write stuff, just to fill up the airways and just to fill up lines on the internet. And then you have people like that.
See?
That makes sense.
There are good people.
I like that.
No.
Well, I like that. I mean, that's and that's what we always say is be cautious of what you know, not what you read, but what you take in and what you take to heart.
Right. Well, and I mean, that's the true thing. How many times do we talk about when people are like, you know, they want an overnight thing or they want, you know, they go to these conferences and they think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be a millionaire in a week. It's going to happen, people, you know, and I mean, it's not. It's kind of like, you know, the diet pill. You ain't going to.
Well, you got to do a little exercise with not eating as much.
Right,
I'm just going to tell you how it is.
Foundation.
Sure.
Or pound that pavement and get
you got to do something.
So, but I just think that was really cool because we talk about, I mean, the foundation is the most important part of the thing because it's like the tortoise and the hare.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, you're not in a sprint, you're in a marathon.
Right.
And it takes a long time to build up the customer base and everything else. And we're not telling you anything you don't know. If you don't know this, you don't need to be a small business person. You don't need to be owning your business.
No, or you're reading the wrong article.
Exactly. Yeah, you could be reading the wrong article. And if you are, you won't be in business long anyway. So, and that's what we're all about. We're supposed to share those things with you. So you'll know that. And the biggest thing I can say right now is it is okay to fire a custom monster.
Yes.
Have you got one? We're going to talk about that. We'll be right back.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. You know, if you have any questions for us or just kind of want to say hi or, you know, want to learn more about what we do and who we are, you can check us out at businessbewareshow.com. And I'll throw out there, too, imomandpop.com, so which is another thing that we kind of dedicate to mom and pop small business stories. So, and also, if you want to send your story in, you can, too. Send it to us. So, you're over there kind of looking at me like...
Don't send it to me.
See, I have to say this, though, because I can't remember what the heck even the website is. It's,
I know. It's too long. It should be like...
Oh, my gosh.
BBZX or something, you know.
See, then I wouldn't remember that. You got to even have... Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Goodness.
Uh-huh. This is why I talk about the marketing and the social media and all that stuff. So, anyway...
I'm such a social butterfly.
Social something. Mm-hmm. I thought this... was really cool. This is on entrepreneur.com. This guy, Jonathan Long, he wrote this article. It says, 5 things my dad said that are still engraved in my head today. Hmm. And apparently 6 years ago to this day that he lost his dad to cancer. Oh. And so his dad was an entrepreneur, and so he, you know, said these certain things that he said to him, but and it's, you know, like I said, engraved in him today.
Sure.
And applies. And he said, number one is never work for someone else.
Mm. There you go.
That's a pretty good one.
I quit.
Uh-huh. He said, I used to drive this into my head all the time, but he didn't falsely paint the picture of self-employment as being constant sunshine and good times. He explained that it'd be stressful and very difficult, and he also emphasized that it would always be more satisfying than working for someone else.
Well, I think people are passionate about that. I mean, you know, let's face it. If you're, it's just human nature. If you go to a job day after day after day, and you're a very dedicated employee to that job, how much more dedicated are you going to be if you own the business? Mm-hmm. It's just nature. It's just a simple fact. That's why small businesses either, you know, are very quick to be lost, or they're very quick to turn into something really good because of the passion that's involved with it.
Right. I agree with that. Number two, there's no such thing as a free lunch. He said he really stressed the importance of hard work and said there were no shortcuts when it came to success. If you want something, you got to work hard for it.
Now, see, you pick the good stories. You pick the ones that...
Hey, well, yeah, you're just I have a heart.
On top of it. No, I'm just saying you're picking some good stories that you know, that really mean something.
Oh, I know. Well, that's why I weed out the crap. See, I have this filter thing. It says crap here.
Yeah, you got a filter.
And then it's just... I'm kidding.
She's kidding, all right.
No, well, I look for that stuff because I like stuff that I can relate to, which I think most people look for that stuff. I think sometimes they just think... I think it's...
So I'm just the devil's advocate here is what it is.
Yeah, see?
Oh, that's okay. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I like to make fun of people.
Well, I do too. I got another one later. number three, the game of baseball allows adults to never grow up. Find your baseball.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's real good.
So, but he was saying that his dad was a big kid, but he loved what he did. Like he always, you know what I mean? So it was.
I was talking to one of your cousins before we left from the wedding the other day, and he was getting ready to go and had to leave early, you know, for some of us left. And I said, you know, it's the same thing. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told everybody else because he's starting a new job. And I said, you know, you see that, excuse me, that big blue sky up there? And he said, yeah. He looked up and I said, that's about how much you have in front of you. And he's young. And I said, don't ever, and I've told this to so many young men and girls too, but mainly young men. I said, don't ever let anybody tell you you cannot do something. Because they're wrong.
Right.
You can do anything you want to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that I'm big like, blue sky.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's not blue, is it?
Oh, it can have clouds in it. Yeah. It can be a tornado coming at you. But that's all right. What are you going to do? You're going to stand there and throw your fist at it and spit on it? Yeah. You know what's going to happen? It's going to suck you up and throw you about a mile away.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go find the cows, like Twister.
Yeah. We got cows.
We got cows. number four, money doesn't define you. There are plenty of rich a-holes.
Ooh, I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught myself.
This is a PG-rated program.
Yeah, but...
we did say about Viagra, though.
I know.
Yep.
Well, and I think that's pretty true. I mean, money doesn't define you. No,
money doesn't define you. But some people think that money does define them, and mm-hmm. that's sad. It's just really sad.
Mm-hmm. This one, number five, you take care of your mom, brothers, and sisters for me. I love you. And apparently that's what he said to him right before he passed away.
Mm.
But what his take on that was is that we get so busy and we have so much on our plates, whether you're a business owner or whatever you are, but especially being a business owner, don't push aside your family and friends and people that matter in your life. Always set time aside.
Yep.
So no matter how hard it gets.
And I think a lot of times, too, as a small business owner, a lot of times your family is involved with a small business, and it's very easy to do that because you see them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's easier.
We talk about it all the time. I mean, when we work together,
I'm tired of you, you know.
Well, we have a relationship, but it's just there's some times where things happen, you know, and literally we were talking about this the other day.
Yes, we were. When you fussed at me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was me. I'm sure.
I'm sure it was.
But, no, I mean, it really is because it's hard because sometimes, like, you know, you can get in a huff, and as anybody can. But, you know, you got to remember at the end of the day, it's like, you know what, it's not worth it. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
Well, yeah, you know, and then, you know, my biggest thing is you know, we were driving home the other day, and I think I was taking Grant and Kathy to the airport
mm-hmm.
after the wedding, and, you know, we saw this – Look, is it either SUV or minivan is mangled on the interstate. And, you mm-hmm. know, and we were talking about some different things on the way to the airport, and I looked at both of them. I said, and we think we have problems.
Right.
You know, and things like that happen to you, and you have to sit, take a deep breath, and gather it all in and go, you know, it's not as bad as what it seems like it is. And, you know, one of the biggest things I've taught everybody my whole life is never. It could always be worse.
Mm-hmm.
It could always be worse. And that's something that you have to – personal life and business life.
Right. Well, and something I want to add to that too is, you know, everybody worries to some extent. Some worry more than others, and some, you know.
Ooh.
But the thing is like, you're not going to be able to change or know what's going to happen tomorrow. And you're not going to be, you know what I mean? Like, the thing is it's like, you know, it is what it is.
Well, prepare for the, you know, I mean, hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Right.
That's
but
the best
worrying about the tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not going to, you know.
You can't. Well, you can, but it's not going to do any good.
Right.
Because all the worry in the world won't change anything.
Right.
It won't change.
I mean, unless you're being indicted.
Now, I tweeted out.
I'm indicted.
Who was that?
Jim Carrey.
I'm indicted.
Yeah.
I tweeted out to Bostonians a little while ago and told them we're going to talk to them or about them on the show. And this was a really good article I found, and this is what I like. Boston seems to be really good. They have a very strong Chamber of Commerce.
Mm, yeah.
And they seem to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they seem to be, well, I think New York probably does too. Sorry, mm-hmm. Boston. Did I say in New York? They really don't like each other at times. But.
in baseball.
I'm thinking about anything, but,
yeah,
you know, a lot of competition there. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it. Like the gun range. And, they've got these, they're always, you know, establishing and doing new things. Well, Boston's come out now with they're recommending establishing a small business center, a 311 hotline to cater for those businesses and new small business, and it's going to be a new small business web portal. And what a great thing. But these are some of the, I'm going to read you some of these things they're talking about that they, came up with in their database and everything, and what they were using to decide they need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it says some of the highlights of that database. There are 40,000 small businesses in the city of Boston. Did
really?
You hear that? 40,000. Annually, these businesses generate $15 billion, that's with a B, billion, as he would say, in revenue, and create 170,000 jobs.
Okay.
Minority-owned businesses comprise 32% of the city businesses, generating $2.7 billion revenues and employing more than 32,000 people. 85% of Boston small businesses are considered to be micro-businesses, employing fewer than 10 employees and generating less than $500,000 in revenue. Maybe we shouldn't call them mom-and-pops. Maybe we ought to call them micros. I mean, that's a great word if you think about it.
Yeah.
44% of Boston employees in private for-profit businesses work in small businesses. 44% of Boston employees.
Wow.
That's huge.
That's pretty big.
And, you
yeah.
know, we always talk mm-hmm. about small businesses being the backbone of America and everything. And this is just another one of these things. So all you guys in Boston, They're getting us started. It's called the BOS, I think is the name of it. And a lot of the City Women Entrepreneurs program are launching new networks and programs to increase the support for minority and immigrant business owners and entrepreneurs. And it's called the State of Small Business in Boston. What a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's great. And I think cities should look at this and see how it goes and use it as an example, because that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
We need more city governments and state governments to say, hey, we need to support these people. We really do.
Right. Well, and I mean, yeah, that's what we need.
Well, I mean, yeah, too. 44%.
Yeah, that's pretty, that's
employees.
Awesome.
That's really awesome. So, way to go, Boston. That's all I got to say. I just wish I liked the Red Sox better than that. Should I have said that?
Probably not. Not as a follow.
We'll be right back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You know, we're always trying to find different things that we can talk about with small businesses. And you know, some of them, you know, we try to make fun of, and some are good. Like Ash and I were talking about before, the break. And
how much you like to make fun of them?
Yeah, sometimes I like to make fun of them. I think it's probably, you know, and I think the reason I do is because I get so tired of people trying to, you know, spout off and act like an expert.
But you can't stand that.
Well, no, I can't. But this is actually a good one. There's five Brooklyn pizza enthusiasts they wanted to come up and showcase the city's mom and pop pizza shops. And I've never been to New York. You've been to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this several times. I think a couple times we've done stories on, excuse me, like the landscape and, you know, the New York business district,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the small shops and everything. And they
right.
and they do small shops and right. different things with it.
Well, a lot of them have been there for a long time.
Generations.
Time. They actually, yeah. they did a really cool thing not so long ago where they took, it was a campaign to save a lot of small businesses up there.
Right.
I was like, save NYC. But they actually took a picture of like back in like 1950s or even before or something. Like compare it to now, those same shops are still there and they're like generational running. I mean, and so a lot of them, I mean, you have your chains there for sure, but like some of these they were established who knows how long ago. So it's really cool to see. I mean, and then, you know, of course, you know, I'm a foodie, so I like to try different stuff. I like to try different things besides the chains and everything. But mm-hmm. I mean, from everything, not just food, but it's a cool thing, which a lot of big cities have. But yeah, New York has a lot of cool places.
Yeah. And so I guess the biggest difference in the storefronts and everything and the facade of them is that they used to be lanterns and now they're electric, you know, lights. Would that be fair to say?
Well,
Mama Luigi's used to, you know, be lighting candles yeah. and now it's got a
yeah,
spotlight,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly. I think it's, I mean, that's the kind of history stuff I yeah. like, you know, knowing everything.
Well, but sure.
It makes me think, like, we were watching you, I watched You Got Mail the other day.
Yes, exactly.
It's exactly like
Shop Around the Corner.
Around
and we were
corner.
Talking about that, too. Mm-hmm. And there was a good line in there that we said we should remember, but I can't remember it. So it doesn't make any difference. You think about it. And I'll talk about this Brooklyn pizza
okay,
thing.
Okay, go
so.
For it.
They started this. it's funny. I really like this story because it was five Brooklyn pizza enthusiasts, and they took, I think it said, I can't see it in here right now, but I think they took like 2 years to do their survey of these pizza shops. Now, what a great thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
To go around for 2 years and try pizza.
I think they probably drug it out a little bit so they could say, oh.
I'm sure they
well,
did.
Well, I'm going to.
Let's go back and check this one.
Yeah, that one
you know,
was
last
really
week.
Good.
Yeah, we need to make sure.
I need
that
to make sure. Yeah,
exactly
for sure.
Anyway, so it was called the New York City Pizza Project. And they wanted to, you know, mainly about mom and pops because they were, you know, they were kind of discounting the, you know, the Papa John's and the, you know, mm-hmm. Domino's and the things like that. And
mm-hmm.
and they didn't, there were several of them that they did not even, you know, go into or even try. They call them the 99 cent spots. I guess that's like, you know, a you know, slice is 99 cents or something, mm-hmm. I guess is what they're saying. And it was a guy and his four pizza loving friends spent, oh, it's 5 years. I see it now. 5 years for, you know, photographing and interviewing owners and interviewing the owners and eating their pizza.
Oh, they definitely drug that out.
Of more than 100 pizzerias all over the city. Well, they probably had a real job and everything, but now they're written a book, which is really cool. So, that, you know, it's kind of documentation and, you know, right. you know, well, document and everything.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Well, I guess. But, I mean, what a cool thing to do. But what they did was, you know, in their own way, they were preserving, you know, the, mm-hmm. you know, the because that's a huge thing. One other thing, too, is I thought was really kind of funny was they didn't even want to consider Chicago-style pizza.
Oh.
You think it's because it's Brooklyn?
Oh,
maybe?
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think that's great. So anyway, you know, what a great thing. I mean, these people, and I'm sure they enjoyed what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great thing to do to go down into the mom and pop micro business, as we found out they're called, you know, part of Brooklyn. And, you know, did all these, you know, this investigative work and everything and put together evidently a book or I don't know what it is, a magazine, whatever it is, but, you know, for people to see. And I'll also, let me give you this. It does say it's www.powerhouseon8th.com, I think explains all of it.
Hmm,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't look at that. I just saw it here in the thing. But that's what it's all about, folks, right there. And not only, you know, we've said how many times on our show that,
thousands.
You know, probably, well, maybe.
You asked.
Yeah, and you told me. So, but we said, as I said, a thousand times that, you know, we're also not only a customer, but a small business owner. We're not only a small business owner, but a customer. So whenever mm-hmm. we go into small businesses, we're a customer. But whenever, you know, we have our small business and customers come into us. And so we
right.
see both sides of the street here and everything. We're not an employee at a big chain or an employee at Kroger or you know, or Publix or something like that. But we do have a small business of our own. So we see both sides of the street here. So that's why we want everybody to understand, you know, what we're talking about, because, you know, support those small businesses. Not just one Saturday a month. I mean, a year, you know, all year long.
Right. Hmm. Well, I have a little funny. This actually grieves me a little bit because this happened in Memphis, Tennessee, and being our hometown and everything. I read
a
that
lot
and
of
I
things
thought,
Memphis,
should
Tennessee.
I say that? No, I'm just kidding. Actually, it's kind of funny, but just everybody, if you like Rice Krispie Treats or you like catalogs, you might want to check.
I have been in that plant many
have
times.
Have you?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You're going to find this interesting. So the FDA is investigating them because a man was peeing on the assembly line at the Kellogg factory.
On the food?
Yes, on the food. So he videotaped it, apparently. And
he videotaped himself?
Well, somebody,
urinating.
I think somebody did, yes. And so they found out, posted it. Well, good thing Kellogg actually reported
it. It's a multitasker, isn't
it? I know. So anyway, but so it was posted and somebody, you know, they're alerting everybody, but there is an investigation going on. But the whole thing is, you know, it takes a whole nother level to someone peeing your Cheerios.
As mom would say, put that in your book.
And Cheerios, I should have said Kellogg's, because that's not the Cheerios with
no,
the, or I don't know.
But it's still
connected.
Funny.
Yeah. So anyway, if you like Rice Krispie Treats, you might want to think about not having them for the, you know, next
If you like
month.
Anything from Kellogg's, you may want to check.
You might want to check it out.
If it's a little moist or soggy, you may want to take it back. Check the dates. I ain't heard of a recall of you.
No.
I'm recalling it now. All right. See you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.